Take some time to orient yourself in a way you find to be most comfortable. You may want to lie down and perhaps even close your eyes. Comfort is key, and any position you inevitably choose should work just fine, as you alone know what comforts you most. It may be wise to pause the recording while you do this. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. Now just listen quietly to the sound of my voice, and of course, you'll be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds from inside the building and sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they're going to help you relax, because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, just simply allow your body to be at ease, as you allow yourself to relax even more now. I wonder if you can sense the beating of your own heart. Sensing that beat and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a little. You can then feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over like a well-maintained machine. Just taking over smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self. Aware of your legs, just sensing how relaxed they might be and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more. To be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps, to relax even more, yet remaining totally alert. And noticing now how even your face muscles begin to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost, but not quite completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of your coat and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out, a good feeling. Wondering just how long all that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less. Because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move a single muscle, even though you know you easily could if you wanted to. I know that you easily could. If you wanted to. But you simply can't be bothered to even try. Allowing yourself to just be relaxed and relaxing even more now, as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more. Even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. Just finding those last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go with each easy, gentle breath you breathe. I'm going to count down from 5 now, and with each layer, each number, you find yourself falling deeper and more relaxed. 5. You are so relaxed. And you feel yourself going even deeper. 4. You feel yourself slipping a little bit more. 3. Oh, such a relaxed state. such an enjoyable state. 2. Just continue listening as your mind slips into a nice, deep trance. 1. Empty of everything, as everything has faded away. And now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relax as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. You are going to hear a phrase about you and your mind and your body. I am an equine pony. Relax and enjoy as these words just slip slowly, deeply down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensations they talk about in place of what you'd usually feel. To see the images they speak of in place of what you'd usually see. You slowly become aware of your pony body. The hooves and legs you stand or lay on. The mane and tail flowing over your slender figure. The friendly muzzle and perky ears on top of your head. You are a pony. With pride, you feel your pony body. Slowly, you stand on your hooves and move around. You feel your tail running over your back legs, your ears on your head moving to catch every sound you hear, perking up when you are happy, but drooping down when you are sad or relaxed, just like you are now. Oh, so relaxed. Slowly, you open your inner eyes, gazing upon a new, wonderful landscape. Elsewhere, a tranquil land of natural wonders. Flowers, grass, lush green bushes and ancient, beautiful trees are all around you. The green leaves offering shade against the friendly sun, which you gently feel warming your coat with its warm, healing light. In the branches, you hear birds chirping, their wonderful melodious songs pleasing your pony ears as they sing among the backdrop of a waterfall, a beautiful cascade of refreshing water splashing down in the crystal clear stream below. It is surrounded in a faint mist, projecting a small but beautiful rainbow out of the sunlight. You admire the beautiful lilies and the colorful fish as they swim by and take a long drink from its fresh, cold water. It is all, oh, so revitalizing. You feel wonderfully relaxed. The sights and sounds of the peaceful nature around you brings calmness to the core of your being. Your mind is tranquil and your heart is in perfect harmony with the world around you. The peaceful, friendly nature of elsewhere, where everything and being finds peace and harmony in its own special way. You lie down in the lush and soft grass among the beautiful flowers, which just beg for you to graze them. But you already feel content, satisfied, and prefer fruits anyway. A soft breeze flows through your mane, the hair of your tail, and over the coat of your body. You enjoy the fresh air as you inhale. It sends a pleasant shiver through your pony body as you relax even deeper. Around you, you admire the wonders of nature. Butterflies and birds flutter all around, only to be replaced by the beautiful glow of fireflies during the night, illuminating the nature around you along with the healing light of the moon. This is elsewhere. A wonderful land of abundance, compassion, and peace. A place where you are free to live and do as you wish. A place to be yourself, where you can toss away the shroud of your former being and be the wonderful pony you always have been. Welcome to Elsewhere, little pony. In a puff of white smoke, you see two boxes appear in front of you. Curious, you inspect them. They are beautiful boxes, the kind you would use to store all the stuff that is important to you. Stuff that means a lot to you, just for you, and you alone. Curious, you notice both boxes are labeled. The first, with just the sentence, mind and soul, meaning it holds your being, your personality and soul. You fill it up with all the things that define you. What you like and dislike. Your feelings. Your emotions. All the little character traits that define you. Just list them up in your mind and place them in the box. You see it filling up slowly, your dreams and hopes slowly filling in, gently mixing with what fascinates and makes you wonder. Then, as you feel confident it contains everything you need, the box begins to glow and a fountain of light erupts from it. Its contents filling your mind and heart. All the little character traits you put in merge with your own. You clearly see yourself fulfilling all your hopes and dreams. Being the pony you always wanted to be. With all the little character traits. All the sensations you feel as a pony. You feel the emotions surging through your body. You find yourself longing for all the things you as a pony desire, and abhorring what you as a pony dislike. You welcome the changes. Your mind feels tranquil and your body relaxed. And now that you are one with your pony in mind and soul, the little box disappears and you focus your attention to the second box, the one labeled with just the word, body. Curiously, you open it. In it, you find a small white plush pony. You take it out and study it intensively as the box disappears. Slowly you change its color, just with the power of thought alone, giving it the colors of your coat. It's faint at first, but getting slowly more and more vivid until its coat has the same color and shade as yours. Meanwhile, you make its body change shape, giving it the shape of a very familiar body, your own pony body. Slowly, the pony starts looking more and more like you as you project your own being into it. You see its mane slowly moving around, styling itself into your familiar mane, while the color of your mane washes over it. Soon enough, looking into its face is like looking into a mirror. You and the pony, one and the same. Then it's the tail's turn, shifting around and restyling itself in the shape of your beautiful, colorful tail, just as it always has been, just as you have always wanted it to be. You look at the doll, which is looking more and more like a real pony, looking more and more like you. Then it starts to glow. The pony quickly transforms into a cloud of silver energy. Swirling around you, you feel it warming your body. It feels joyful, magical, and soothing. The magic merges with your whole body, becomes one with it, warming it up pleasantly as it begins to change. You feel your limbs taking on the form of your legs. Strong and resolute, you stand on them as the change flows up through your body. New body parts grow where they should be, where you feel they have always been. Important body parts that always defined you as the pony that you always were. A lush tail now sprouts from your backside, gently swishing around in the swirling vortex of energy, soon joined by the locks of hair of your beautiful mane, both swaying in the energy in the vibrant colors they always have been. The energy swirls around your perky ears, proudly standing on your head, focusing on the soft swishing sound of the energy as it passes, swirling down over the tip of your muzzle as it stretches out of your pony head. From the tip of your tail to the end of your perky ears, the energy spins around you, brushing through the hair of your soft coat, over your cutie mark and through your mane and tail. It feels absolutely amazing. You enjoy these changes. It feels so right to let them progress. You let out a sigh of relaxation as the last of the energy is absorbed by your body. You are now a pony. Your mind is filled with the thoughts and emotions of your equestrian self, while your pony's hopes and dreams run through your heart. And your body is an equine one. No trace of what you used to be remains. All yours to enjoy and play in. You are now relaxed. Oh, so relaxed. Every desired suggestion you heard is ingrained in your mind. Every breath you take is one of complete serenity. You are in tune with yourself, your mind, and your pony body. And each time, and only if you and you alone want to return to this wonderful state of calmness and tranquility, and when you know the time is right to do so, and you hear or say the phrase, "Empty of everything, as everything has faded away," you feel yourself slipping deeper and deeper into a wonderful, relaxed trance, and let yourself be guided by the voice. There will only be you and the voice until it is time to wake back up again. Your attention is needed for more urgent matters or no longer desired to be hypnotized. Then you will find that the trance will end and you will wake up again. And every time you say, "I am an equine pony," you will feel the changes return to you instantly, and your pony body even better and stronger. If you, however, want to remove the feelings, all you have to do is say "revert to normal," and the sensations of your pony body will disappear until the next time it's right to become the wonderful pony you always were. Go ahead, try it, just in your mind. Say the trigger as confident and resolute as you can. And feel the effects wash over you, strengthening with each repeat until you are the pony you have always been. You feel your pony body. See your pony body. With your hooves and legs, your swishing tail, your beautiful mane, your pointy ears and perky muzzle, and your oh-so-soft coat. And now it is time to wake back up again, my little pony. You'll find that with each number, you'll wake up a little bit more. And if you fail to wake up properly, or find that you need to wake up and end a trance or suggestible state at a later time, you will know that each time you say or hear the words refreshed and awake, you will awaken from the trance and feel refreshed again. You will be ready to face the day, or ready to fall in a deep and wonderful sleep for the night. Ready for whatever it is you want to do next. 1. Waking up now. 2. More and more. 3. Consciousness returning. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake. And I hope you enjoy yourself, little pony.